Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 30th of July 2009 at 12:25 in the afternoon. If I could ask you to state your name, age and where you come from, please.
Yeah, my name is Simon Mortimer, I'm 38 and I'm from Cambridge.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
It must have been maybe a couple of months, 2 or 3 months before it started. I think I saw it in the press or something, you know. Yeah.
So what was it that motivated you to put your name forward?
Just sounded good fun. I mean, I like Anthony Gormley's work, and just really different, interesting, you know, once in a lifetime opportunity, I guess.
How did you feel when you got the email to say that you'd received a spot?
Oh, really pleased, yeah, really excited. I went home and told my family, my friends and that, and been looking forward to it ever since.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
I'm just going to be riding my bike. I've got this bike, I do a lot of cycling, I've got this bike in India, and it's very, got a lot of sentimental value, and I thought I'd just ride it for an hour.
So you mentioned that you got your bike from India. Could you tell us a little bit about what you were doing in India and what the bike looks like?
Yeah, I was living in Indonesia for a couple of years, and just went over there for a few weeks, and I bought this bike and sort of cycled around on it, and it's just an old no gears, just sit up and beg, you know, rake with a basket on it, and like I said, use it a lot. So I thought that'd be something to do, even though I think my brother lives in London. He said that he saw someone the other day riding a bike, but that's me and my bike, you know.
And how did you find yourself out in Indonesia?
I went out there to teach. I was out there for a couple of years, teaching in an international school, teaching art. So I've been back a year now, and I'm moving out to Greece on Tuesday to teach out there.
So what is it then you do? Presumably teaching is something that you do from, you make a living from, and
can
you tell us a little bit?
I was teaching in England for a couple of years, and then job came out, like I said, in Indonesia, so I went out there, had a great time. And like I said, I just got this 2-year contract starting out in Athens, again at one of these international schools, so it's all in English and whatnot. And I'm looking forward to it.
What is it you'll be teaching there?
Just art again. Yeah.
What is it about art that has kind of particular resonance importance for
you? I did a degree in art, and it's the best subject if you're going to teach, you know. It's fun, you learn something from the kids, and you know, the teaching's good, and I learn probably more than they do, but you know, it's good fun, enjoy it, you know, big holidays.
And you studied art, so how can you what kind of resonance is like being a part of the One Another Project kind of have for you? What does it mean to you being a part of it?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's the most important thing for me is, you know, it's a bit of fun, like I said, I like Anthony Gormley's work, so I'll be, you know, using his work with the students, and it'd be quite good, you know, to say I participated in one of his pieces, and
What kind of reaction would you like from the crowd, if any?
I don't really mind, really. I just I don't really want to get up there and make a big song and dance, you know. Like I said, my mum's come down, my brothers, and a couple of friends, and so I think they'll just have a bit of a laugh seeing me up there. But like I said, I certainly won't be warming up the crowd or whatever the phrase is, because that's a little bit too much for me, I think.
What kind of impact would you like the whole project to have as a whole?
I think it's already had a big sort of, it's got Anthony Gormley's work, you know, I suppose seen by a greater public, a wider public, and I think people have just been interested. People who are not into art, they've seen it on TV, and they know something's going on in Trafalgar Square, and I think it's good fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Right, blimey. Enjoy doing things, having a laugh, enjoying my mates. I think that's the most important thing for me, my friends, and just enjoying things at the moment. You know.
And you mentioned that. So what your friends are important to you. What other things are important to you at this point in your life?
Right. Well, this time. Well, I like doing a bit of sport, and I'm doing the Ironman on Sunday up in Bolton. So I like doing, running and cycling and whatnot, and playing football. But like I said, that's all my mates anyway. So anything that involves socialising with my friends and my family, that's the main thing really.
And what, to get deep and heavy, what hopes and fears do you have generally?
Ooh, yeah, that is a bit deep, isn't it? Well, I hope I can just carry on like I am now, enjoying stuff. And I guess the fear would be not being able to do so, like I said, I shoot off quite a bit overseas, and I'm lucky because when I come back, all my mates are still here in the same little village. And I suppose I wouldn't like them to move on, because it wouldn't be the same then.
So how are you feeling an hour and a little bit before you go up on the, an hour and a half before you go up on the plinth?
Well, I'm feeling a little bit nervous now that the old microphone's on, but it'd be good. Like I said, my mum and my brother's there on the another train that's getting in about now, and so looking forward to seeing them. And then I hope my bike doesn't fall off. It's on one of these little stands. I think it'll be all right, but I see you've got the old net up there, so if I do, hopefully that will save me.
Perfect, thank you very much.
Lovely.